Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 4th, 2005. It's a joy to take a few moments this morning and share a portion of God's Word with you, as well as some comment and perspective, hopefully to encourage you today, wherever you might be listening to this from. Today's message is titled, Falling Down and Getting Up. The scripture text is from Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. We have a single step between our dining room and kitchen. Brooksine stumbled on this step, and though not hurt, was very embarrassed. We had a great family laugh at seeing her lying on the kitchen floor, her face red as she laughed uncontrollably. I, of course, snapped a photo. Well, I enjoyed getting her back to her feet a few minutes later as we laughed together. Have you ever fallen? Well, of course you have. You did so a lot when you were learning to walk. Just ask your parents. You've also fallen a few times after being full grown, and how embarrassing that is. Some of us will remember the low-budget ad from the early 80s with the memorable line, I've fallen and I can't get up. We've also fallen spiritually. All of us. The Apostle James says, we all stumble in many ways. Sometimes we fall big time, but more commonly in the small ways. The seasoned Christian pilgrim recognizes spiritual bruises from plummeting falls. The persevering believer has a testimony of overcoming these falls. I liken my Christian journey to hiking through the heavily wooded forest. Because of the uneven terrain, due to the extensive tree roots and underused trails, I might stumble, and I might even occasionally fall. I can linger in a fallen position, or I can choose to get up, brush off the debris, and trudge on. And when I'm aware of what made me fall, I need to examine the terrain and see what obstacle led to my descent. That's a good example of the Christian life. In the daily text, the psalmist acknowledges that the godly man falls, but gives us two great promises. Number one, he shall not be utterly cast down. Thank God that we have no excuse for staying down after we fall. God has promised that we will not be utterly cast down. Secondly, the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Grip hold of that truth today, believing friend. The immutable God continues to uphold his children. What an assuring promise. Well, have you goofed up, messed up, or even blown it big time? Perhaps this is even your condition as you read this today. Call on the name of the mighty God of the universe. He will come and save you. We simply have no reason for saying, I've fallen and I can't get up. Share a portion of a song concluding the message today in the written form. It's a song called Faithful One, and I won't read it. I do have an audio link on the site. Because right now I want to share a prayer that Brooksine wrote today that we prayed together. We prayed for readers and listeners today as we each did our part in this daily ministry we have. And this is our prayer today. Brooksine wrote it, but it is our prayer. Jesus, it is when we unexpectedly find ourselves in a prostrate position that we feel pretty foolish and somewhat helpless. Because of the wonderful coordination and balance of our body, we usually bounce right back to an upward position. There are times, Lord, when we get trapped in a fallen position and need assistance from another to help us walk upright again. When we're in a fallen position spiritually, Lord, it is your hand that we reach for. You uphold us with your hand because you are the changeless, faithful one who sees our demise before we even know it will happen. You do not abandon us nor cast us down, but you only want to lift us up again. Our hope is in you alone, so help us to cling tightly to your hand as we walk the pothole terrain of this life. In your name we pray. Amen. That is indeed our prayer for you today. There are several additional resources on the web. I actually have that photo of Brooksine laying on the ground laughing, her face beat red. If you care to look at it, I had to make it really small. She didn't want it too big. But It's just something she did give me permission to use. Also, several audio links. That song I alluded to that I placed in the body of the encouragement today, called Faithful One. There's a wonderful church up in Canada, British Columbia at that, called the Willington Church. And they place a lot of their own materials up on the web that are sang in their own worship services. And they have that song up there. I also have a listing of all the songs that they have. If you just want to go through it, they sound very good. They're done by a local church. It's not studio quality per se, but I'm actually more blessed by knowing these are my brothers and sisters just singing unto the Lord. Roxine also recalled a song titled "He Will Come and Save You," and I found a link to that as well, a shorter link, a sample. And then as I'm working today, that very same church I mentioned from Canada has a song called "A Wonderful Savior," an old hymn that many of you have sung and know, and they do a great job on that, and there's a link to that as well. Well, have a wonderful day today. It's a joy always to share in this podcast with those that choose to listen. Remember to examine the website, dailyencouragement.net, for these additional materials, and continue to stay faithful to God.